most people love mangoes. And it's, I think southern people have the lack of mango or the expensiveness of them when they get there, and they come up here and, you know, last year we went through nearly 5,500 kilos of frozen mangoes. This year we're going to need about 8,500 kilos of mangoes, because we have them in cheesecake, mango smoothies, mango on our pizzas, mango in our beer. We have mango in nearly everything.
Take me through the process of brewing one of your famous mango beers.
First off, you put water and grain into a brewer, which is there. That goes for about 4 hours. After that, you cool it down and it goes into a fermenter, which is one of those, with yeast. So that sits in there for a day with yeast, and after a day you take the lid off, put 10 kilos of mangoes into the fermenter, so the yeast actually attacks the mango. Now after that's fermented out, it then gets picked up and it sits in the cool room in here. Sits in there like that for 8 days. Now because of the 2 degrees, anything that's in the beer settles to the bottom. See on the bottom there's like the white, that's like dead yeast, bits of grain, that stuff you don't want in your beer. Now after 8 days, you drain that by gravity into a keg, gas the keg, it sits at a high gas for a day, and then you let the high gas out, hook it onto a tap, pull the tap on the other side, put a glass on it, and you've got beer.
It must have been a bit of a process figuring out, you know, flavours and how you wanted it to taste and balancing out the mango flavour with the beer. Talk me through how you decided on that.
Just by trial and error. Started with 18% mango, was nice. Put 20% mango, was nicer. Put 22% mango, was really nice. Put 25% mango, too much. So we're back to between 20 and 22% mango. Then we tried it with 3 different types of beer. We tried it with our steam ale, which was nice. We tried it with our Belgian, which was nice. And we do it with our blonde. Now, our blonde is slightly less in alcohol when brewed, but when you put the mango in and the yeast attacks it, it increases the alcohol slightly. So it comes back at about 4.6%, which in the Northern Territory is a nice amount of alcohol. If you make them higher alcohol, you need smaller glasses, so it's better that you have that 4.6% is just nice.
And your brewery has actually just won a tourism gong just very recently. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we entered into the Brolga Awards for new tourism business, and we're actually lucky enough to win it, which in itself is a, you know, is quite an honour, we think, because it's tourist driven, the awards, and through the season we have a lot of tourists. And a lot of our tourists come by word of mouth. Just people sitting around in a caravan park having a sausage or a beer. And most people say, if you're going down the Arnhem Highway, call into that purple mango place.
Do you grow mangoes here on your property, yeah, or do you use mangoes from other orchards nearby?
We grow some of our own. We've planted Nam Doc Mai is the brand. They're a very fragrant mango. It's still a mango, but very florally when you eat them. Now, this year we are going to make some high alcohol fortified mango wine out of our Nam Doc mangoes, whereas most of our other mangoes come from a farm. But this year we were going to make a sticky mango liqueur, which will be lovely, we hope.
You've recently just started bottling your mango beers. Is that something you're also hoping to do with the mango wine?
Yeah, this, because we're wet season hours, we're only out on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's giving us more time to brew. And we have started bottling. Now, through the process since we opened, we couldn't make enough beer to satisfy what we were selling over the counter. So we're now a little bit slower, so we're getting a stock of beer. Now, we've started the bottle. We've done our first keg of mango beer, which we've half sold out of in nearly a week.
What kind of relationship do you have with local mango growers in the area?
It's good. It's the mangoes we're using, they obviously have a surplus with size to their needs. They're hard to get rid of because they're in 1,000 kilo pallets, and you've got to have the ability to pick them up, either cheek them, freeze them, or use them immediately, otherwise they go rotten. Now with the farms that get leftover mangoes, they're happy to get rid of the things, so, and we're happy to take them.
So there's a pretty good relationship between the product and tourism in this little area around Mary River.
Yeah, it is. We had a little mango festival week before last. We had a cocktail party, had a dinner at Mary River Lodge, had a quiz night at the Corroboree Tavern. All went very well, only in its infancy, but by next year it should be much better.
You're no stranger to the tourism game, you're having your own business in the Kimberley, doing charters. What made you want to open up a business dedicated to mangoes?
Got bored, retired, needed something to do, thought it would be a good little project. We figured if we could get 5 or 6 groups a day, it would be a lovely way. We'd be able to sit down and have coffee and have a chat, but it's sort of got a bit out of hand. We're now up to 5 staff on busy days. On really busy days, if you don't book, you'll always get a beer, but you're unlikely to get a table. We're turning over the table sometimes 3 and 4 times in one day.
What's the best mango dish to accompany a mango beer, would you say?
Mango chicken. Yeah, a mango chicken with a mango beer is pretty special.